This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Thursday, the 15th of February. Everybody, please pay attention because there will be important things discussed in this hour of the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our big studio, the big, big, huge operational headquarters of the DJV program and other Steffen Enterprises. Congratulations to Kara for being able to discern the difference between a green light and a red light. This control board has lots of lights.
A lot more than
there.
That, but wow.
Yes, wow.
Way to diminish her. Stop,
will you please? All right, Victoria, what we are following for, other than the obvious, are a couple of obvious things that are trending. I'll just give you, I don't want to go too far down this road again.
I know.
Help yourself. Go ahead.
Fortunately, lots of good, positive things. The Olympics and our gold medal count and what's coming up tonight. Figure skating is going to be big. So lots of positive things and unity and all that good stuff. And, of course, you know, now it's once again with this school shooting, every bit of trending information is all about that. There's the gun control debate. There's
nothing
the
new.
Sandy Hook, of course, is mentioned again. That always comes up.
Yep.
And the actual model of the gun used is also trending. I guess people are curious about what that gun really is. So,
all right. So to sort of tag on to this, the city of Baltimore, priding itself with a rather dubious distinction, bragging about how they have been homicide-free for 11 days. City of Baltimore ended last year with the highest murder rate in the history of the city, certainly one of the highest in the country, 56 killings per every 100,000 people. Sounds like Chicago. Same thing. But now into this new year, Baltimore has gone a full 11 days. Imagine making that the headline. We're proud of ourselves because nobody's been killed in 11 days in our city. What the hell kind of a country are we living in? How in the world do we talk and have pride in the fact that we haven't had in this city a murder in 11 days?
I don't know. I don't know if it's pride so much as just being, desperate to stop having all of the murders. I don't think pride is the right word. I think.
What is the right word?
I don't know. It's a different feeling. It's some kind of desperation, some kind of just desire to have the murder stop. Which I guess I'm happy that they've gone 11 days without murders because, you know, it's better than
having. I don't think Chicago can say that.
Yeah, I mean, it's any day without a murder is better, obviously, than a day with a murder. But it's
listen to us.
But yeah, it is
listen
pretty crazy.
To us.
It's crazy.
It is. And then one wonders whether it boils down to the educational process itself, what it is that has brought us as parents to be this bad. Some of us as parents. Because some of us are. Has that always been the case? It seems more pronounced now for whatever the reason. But there are those who study this sort of thing that look at the situation of dumbing down our children and how it is that Americans have brought themselves around to trying to feel good about anything and everything a child does, but yet children can't read, they can't write, they can't add. Many children are failing miserably, and there are all of these superficial attempts. Remember when Bush was president, it was every child. What was that, the educational slogan?
Wasn't that like No Child Left Behind?
No Child Left Behind.
Yeah.
What a bunch of nonsense. There's a book written by a guy named Charles Sykes. Has been around for a while. And he writes in the preamble to the book, anybody with children of any age or anyone who may have grown up but is still a child, here's some advice. Points to how feel-good politically correct teachings create a generation of children who have no concept of reality, and how this lack of a concept can help set them up for failure. I think you look at this guy Cruz, you're going to find that with him and so many of these others who just are left behind. We spend all this money on education. What do we get for it? And in this book, Sykes says some of the following. Life's not fair. Get used to it. The world won't care about your self-esteem. The world will expect you to accomplish something before you feel good about yourself. You won't make $50,000 a year right out of high school. I'm chuckling at that because there are a lot of kids who are, depending on if you get a skill. If you go to a
Coinbase
school,
crypto clearance.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But go to a vocational school. You can make $40,000, $50,000 a year the first year out as a plumber.
More than that. My cousin is in HVAC, you know, HVAC.
Yeah.
And he's in the vocational school. And when he starts, he's a senior now. So, like, I guess when he starts right away, they start at close to $90,000.
Yeah. I'm thinking back on looking at some of the things that are in this book about flipping burgers, for example, and it being beneath the dignity of white American children. And then he says, look at what your grandparents did. Find out. Go into your family tree and see what your grandparents did when they got out of school. When they first, what a great exercise. Ask your grandparents, if they're still alive, what was their first job when they got out of school? In my case, my grandparents got out of school. My grandfather was out of school in the eighth grade, had an eighth grade education. That was it. Got out, went into the coal mines when he was, 15, I think.
Wow.
Coal mine collapsed, lost his left leg, left lung, and the use of his left arm. He was 16.
Oh, my God.
When that happened.
What did he do after that?
He became a barber. And remember I told you the story about he was a car thief and a hacker. I mean, I told you that story.
No, I didn't hear that.
Oh, yeah. My grandfather was a fabulous. I loved my grandpa. Fabulous storyteller. He was a con man. He had a barber shop in Richview, Illinois, where there were no police. The little town of 400. He had a barn. And he had a chop shop. So he and his buddies would steal cars. And they'd bring him into the chop shop, and they'd, you know, cut him up and put him back together. And he had outside the barber shop a little car. He had a car dealership, used car dealership. And I can remember. I'll never forget. After I figured out what he did, it wasn't until I was a teenager that I actually figured out what he did. He had this twinkle in his eye, and everybody loved this guy. We called him Daddy Ward because we couldn't say Grandpa. His name was Wesley Ward Sands. And my grandmother was a holy roller. Remember, I've told you the story about my grandmother, whose brothers all worked for Al Capone, and they all got shot the same day. There were seven of them, and
Jeez.
They were killed the same day. And she was the youngest. She went into a sanitarium and came out a holy roller. So everything was about God. Everything was about the Bible and stuff. And I used to think she was nuts until later in my life when I thought she was pretty smart, actually. But she was so into the church. It was tithing. You know, people in those days, everybody gave 10% of what they made to the church. So my grandfather, who's selling these stolen cars, when he sells a car for, let's say, $800, he tells my grandmother, whose name was Marie, $80 today from selling a car. So he would take, and this was his penance. This is why he thought it was okay. And he looked at me the first time. He knew that I knew what he was doing. And so I remember sitting at the table when I was visiting with him once. I was probably 12 years old. And I had asked him about what the cars were and the stuff in the back of the barn. And so when he took the $80 out of his pocket and put it on the table, he looked at me and winked. He was a real rogue. But I tell that story because if you were to actually understand what your grandparents did, then you would understand what it was really like. He had no education. He made something of himself. He was a crook. But he was a wonderful crook, and he really was. He was a fabulous guy, and the cars he stole from people, most of them were, at least this is what he told me, they didn't need them.
Wow.
So what are we encouraging kids to
do? Yeah, I know. What, we've gone so far off track here. What are we encouraging?
But I just am
if you're going to be a thief, be a good one.
Well, maybe that's not quite the right lesson, but
yeah.
I just am thinking that to go back to how clueless we are or how clueless our children are. Maybe that's not a good example, but it's one that tickles me, so I tell the story. But when it comes to understanding what life is about, go talk to your grandparents. You think you got it so rough now. No, you don't. Figure it out. And instead of letting your parents buy you all your clothing and do all the things that they do for you, figure out how to do it on your own. Can you? Got a job after school? I had a job when I was 8 years old and have worked pretty much every day of my life since I was 8 years old. Now, does that mean, is that the red badge of courage? Nah, it isn't. It's just the way that I grew up. And my father was an orphan. He grew up the same way. He wouldn't have had anything to eat my father had to bring something home every day in order for him to get fed by his aunt who was raising him because his mother and father were gone. Mother died in the flu epidemic and his father ran off with somebody else, never knew his father and never knew anybody in his family other than the aunts who raised him. With the last sister that survived, there was only one who survived in the family and she raised all the kids from all the other kids. The cousins were all together in the same apartment house, tenement building in South Boston. There were like 12 of them. And that was 12 from the three different families. Two of the sisters died. One survived. And she raised all the kids. And they were told, you want to eat? Bring some money home. They weren't told how to get the money. They just said, bring some money home and you can eat. Now, where does that happen today? Does it happen in some places? I suppose because we've got a lot of hungry kids in this country. But we all expect the government to take care of them. Government didn't take care of my father, didn't take care of my grandfather. They took care of themselves. I don't know how I would shudder to think how my father got the money that he brought home every day. Because he was a member of these gangs that were so prolific in South Boston, the Irish gangs, when he was a kid. And so, you know, they'd go out in the street with knives and chains and get the money however they could get it. Now, I know Victoria's rolling her eyeballs back. We've really gone off the reservation here when talking about how children should come up. But, you know, we are so spoiled because we expect everything. We want the government to do this, that, or the other thing. And, you know, we require people to pay their taxes. How do we know that people, in order to satisfy their tax bills, don't do some of the same things? They just have a different patron saint they got to pay. In my father's case, he had to pay his aunt. In our case, we got to pay the government. But is there a difference? I don't know. The government's pretty tyrannical. Stories my father told me about his aunt, she was pretty tyrannical too. Is one tyrant replaced by another? I don't know, you know. But it's really we've gotten away from our own independent thinking, and I think that's what happens to some of these kids to go back around to the cruise thing, and these other people are clueless today. They really are. 20 minutes past the hour.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Nora Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Nora Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Nora Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Nora Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in two human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Nora Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at scienceofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Feud theme. Good. 23 and change after the hour. It's the DJV show with Victoria Keelan, Doug Stephan, Kara Schillen, and Steve Harvey in the focus. How many people think that Family Feud is better with him? There have been, I think, 4 hosts over the years. That show's been on the air for like 29 years or something. Richard Dawson started it first from Hogan's Heroes and did a pretty good job. I think he did it for 7 or 8 years, and then there were a couple of other guys that tried it. But Steve Harvey's been doing it for a number of years, along with his daily... This guy has 2 or 3 network shows. He's got a daily talk show on the radio for 3 hours. He's got a daily television talk show that's on for an hour. And he's making a lot of dough. So
he's the only one... I've never seen Family Feud without Steve Harvey. And I don't really know how to compare it. But I think he's very funny. I think he's great.
He's good. Yeah, he's very good at it. And he's easy. He's obviously... not really well prepared, and I think he goes from one thing to the next thing to the next thing, and depends. If you watch his eyes when he's looking for sort of the answer, the clue, what do the producers want me to do, you can see. But he makes the best of it. It's kind of seamless.
I think it's a bit more fun because he's spontaneous with it.
Yeah.
So he can come up with jokes really fast.
Right. So anyway, his ex-wife wants to capitalize on his success. So she sued him for $60 million. The litigation...
That's a lot of alimony.
Right. She said that he mentally upset her, left her longing to take her own life back in 2005. So apparently she didn't get very far because the presiding judge in L.A. dismissed the case based on location, saying that since they got divorced in Texas, that was the place to raise the issues. I think in 2005, if I'm not mistaken, and somebody can correct me on this, that was when he was at the end of his... He had been living in a car. He had been He went to some places in Texas to do stand-up, and he didn't have any
money. I don't think he had much in 2005, which is probably now why she's coming back, you know, 13 years later. And she, the fact that she obviously knew where they got divorced. She knew they got divorced in Texas. So to go, but to file in California, where it's a 50-50 state, they obviously figured they'd take a swing at it, you know, and see what happens. So
accused Harvey of damaging her soul. As well as murder, kidnapping, torture, and child endangerment.
These are crazy charges.
Emotional distress, conspiracy against her rights, breach of marriage contract. She said Harvey tortured her with the infliction of severe mental pain, ultimately leading her to attempt suicide by self-medication. They've been married for 10 years, have a son who's now 20. He is married now to a woman named Marjorie, and that happened in 2007, a couple of years after he split from this other lady.
That lady's got good timing. Marjorie, the current one.
Wow. It's interesting
because
they
got in just before he hit it really big.
Right. But, you know, he hasn't lived in Los Angeles until recently. He was living in Atlanta. That's where they were doing Family Feud, and whenever he was producing some of these other shows. It was Cleveland.
That's where he is now. That's where his show is, and that's where...
But now they're moving to L.A., but they're moving everything to L.A. for some other reason, and I forget what it was, producing
maybe
some of these nighttime... I don't know.
Does he have his own studio or something now, maybe?
Yeah, well, they fix it. His radio studio sort of travels with him.
No, I mean like a production studio. Does he have... Maybe that's
why production company.
Moving.
I think he has a production company, yeah. Right, but anyway. So... it's interesting to see how people take it. And I don't know enough about it. I mean, you think by looking at him that he's okay and you like his presence on TV. Who knows? It's back to that thing we were talking about the other day. Do you really know the other person? 28 past the hour here.
In today's automotive news, the safe and go anywhere all-wheel drive company Subaru is celebrating 50 years in America with 9 years of consecutive sales growth. To make this anniversary special, Subaru is donating 50 Outback vehicles to Meals on Wheels America. At the Chicago International Auto Show, they are showing off the 50th anniversary editions of each vehicle in the lineup with a high level of trim, heritage blue color badging, and exterior and interior accents. Limited editions of 1,050 will be rolling out to special customers this year. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Do not hit the delete button. There are important things coming down the pike here on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Jennifer's Gonzo for a week. Her birthday vacation, I think that's what this is. Her father and she are doing some things over in Hawaii. Of course they are. Business. It's a business trip. Right. So we are inundated with all kinds of things. Today's one of those mishmashy days where there are crazy things going on, good things going on. The nicest thing I have seen or heard in the last 24 hours is a local story about a police officer named Elizabeth Morrison, who is just on the job here in Framingham. I think she's been on the police force for 4 or 5 months. And she and her partner were called to a part of downtown Framingham where there are a lot of people who live by themselves. And there was, because somebody in the hallway heard a baby crying, or at least they weren't sure what the noise was. It turned out it wasn't a baby, it was the mother. And they walked in, found a baby being born. Mother Young didn't know what to do. And Ms. Morrison, Officer Morrison, got right down on her knees. The head was presenting. The crown came out. She grabbed a hold of the baby, and the rest of the way, baby came out, and it was perfect. So they were just there at the right time. They were responding to a 911 call, and they showed up in the afternoon. It was about 5 o'clock, and the call was, this is a sort of a tenement building in downtown Framingham. There's not, you know, a lot going on there that's productive, a lot of drugs in this neighborhood, that kind of stuff. And so they went into the building not knowing what to expect, and they heard the mother screaming, and so she just went right in and pulled the baby out. Paramedics came in, took care of the mother, and the baby is a picture of her. What a beautiful, this woman, the young woman, is a beautiful young lady, big smile, carrying the baby out. It's just a sweet story.
That's good. We need some good news.
Exactly. We sure do. All right. Anyway, let's do a little Olympic news, because I think there's some stuff, medal counts and all of that. South Korea paying $2 million for the Olympic visit of North Korea. They don't have any money, supposedly. Really? I think they were jobbed a little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, to me, how does South Korea, they end up footing the bill for North Korea's weird, creepy cheerleaders and all of the random people that they sent? Wasn't it close to 500 people they sent?
Yeah.
That's not even including the athletes. The athletes' costs are covered by North Korea or by the Olympic Committee or whatever. So all this extra stuff that really didn't do anything. So South Korea gets stuck with the bill, while the whole point of having North and South Korea come together was to, I guess they say, to help, you know, avoid some sort of nuclear warfare and disaster, that because North Korea, you know, they're trying to, I guess, appease them.
Yeah,
so
sure.
I agree with you. I think that South Korea got bamboozled on this deal.
Yeah, they sure did. All right, here, listen to this. Well, the one other thing from that was kind of cute from the Olympics is that the figure skater Adam, is it Rippon or Rippon?
Rippon.
Rippon.
Oh, yeah, he's hilarious. He's become the standout star.
Right. Well, what's his relationship with Reese Witherspoon? He said he wanted to represent his country well and to make Reese Witherspoon proud.
Well, apparently, he gives very funny interviews.
Yeah.
He's had memes and all kinds of stuff. So when people ask him what the Olympics is like, he looked right at the camera. He said, I highly recommend it. And it became this huge meme. And so apparently what happened is Reese Witherspoon has become a fan of his and had tweeted saying that you're so incredible and gave him a gold star emoji. And so after he saw that she had tweeted at him, when he stepped off the ice, the interviewer said, well, you know, what do you do? What are your goals throughout this whole thing? And he said, well, you know, I want to do the best for my country, and I also want to make Reese Witherspoon proud. Which everyone right away was like, wait, what? Then when you look it up, you can see the trail of tweets that they have between each other. She did tweet back at him, and she said, oh, Adam Rippon, you do make me so proud. Keep making us all so happy.
Sweet. That is very nice.
It's great.
Sweet. I want to say hi to Jamie Stapleton of Muskegon, Michigan, who just sent me a note. And I appreciate your input. It had to do with a post I put on our DJV Facebook page last night, a post of two headlines. Well, actually, if you go there, ladies and everybody listening, if you want to go there for a quick moment, facebook.com/DJV show, I posted a picture of a Wall Street Journal headline, actually two of them, side by side. One of them represents thinking that's in one part of the country. Another one represented thinking in another part of the country. And it was interesting the way it was played out. So this person said to me that I ought not to put these things up because it was fake news. And so I said to this person, how do you know it's fake news? Who says it's fake? Was my sentence back to him. And then comes the Snopes .com overview of different Trump headlines. So I don't want to continue this necessarily as a back and forth, us communicating online. I'd rather just have the conversation on the air, frankly. And my speculative mind, suspicious mind maybe is a better way of putting it, doesn't trust Snopes because it's funded by George Soros. And somebody said to me once, well, that's fake news too. Well, I don't think that that is the case. I think George Soros is pretty much responsible for funding Snopes. So I think that they sometimes are the renderings that they do on trying to dispel whether it's fake news or not true, doesn't check out. Where does Snopes get its information? How do we know? I mean, you see what I'm saying? You can question anything and everybody's motives down to the bare dirt when you don't really know what the truth is. The two headline ladies, you're looking at the headlines, right? Do they look real to you?
Here now.
I posted last night, so it can't be that far buried down there. Anyway, the point is that in these circumstances, and I appreciate people paying attention. I really do. Thank you very much, Ms. Stapleton. But, you know, under the circumstances, how is it that they have the right story, the Snopes people, or they've been given the credibility? Rich McFadden and I used to have this argument all the time. He said to me, oh, Snopes says this, that, and he used to make fun of me because I would say something, and he said, that's not true, and he'd check it on Snopes. Well, how the hell do you know what's on Snopes is true? Nobody ever has proved that to me. How do you know that what they said, they just counter things? That didn't mean that they're right or wrong. Did you not find it yet?
Yeah, I'm looking at it now, but this to me seems like this would be an easy way to check this and just by going to the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah. Okay. So maybe you'll do that. I got attacked last week for doing the same thing. I had posted the story from ABC News about the lapels and how people at ABC were told not to wear flags.
Right.
On their lapels. You heard that story, right?
From you, yes. You told me that you had posted that, and then your daughter said, Dad, that's fake news.
Right. And I don't know if it is or isn't. I didn't ask her whether she found out from Snopes or not. But it just, you know, it just brings around to the point that it's really very difficult to know what's real anymore. It's very frustrating for people like us that like to have the real story. I mean, I'm happy sometimes to color a story by adding a few flavors to it that may not be in the original story. But the intention and what comes out of it pretty much most of the time is the same.
Did you read what actually happened with this? Just to put a period at the end of this Wall Street Journal.
Keep going. Yeah, you go ahead and explain what it
did. So these were not two papers distributed to different regions or geographic markets or political markets. They were actually two editions of the Wall Street Journal published at different times of the day. There's an early press and a later press. Okay. So the one on the right was produced later in the day, but it was the same paper that went national. It was not, so that's why
it wasn't
this
regionalized.
News. No, it wasn't at all.
It's so fake the report because
the report that it is that the Wall Street Journal was manipulating certain groups of people, that's fake news. This was just the difference between the early edition and the later edition of the same day.
So who's responsible for the fake news?
I don't know. Where'd you get it from?
No,
you're the one
I don't
who posted
that.
It on Facebook. I mean, yeah. You're part of the problem.
Of course I'm part of the problem.
Right.
The whole system.
So where'd you see it? Where'd you
problem?
Get it from? This is exactly the problem with stuff on Facebook.
Right.
But you're perpetuating it.
Well, I perpetuated it because, to me, it said something that I believe is true, that the news media manipulates us.
But that's
one
the issue.
Way
that's
or
exactly
another.
The thing. But that's,
that
the people.
That's the point.
But,
yeah.
Okay, so we're all kind of saying different things. But the thing is that you have to do the research before you post something.
No,
if
I don't.
You, if,
I don't
yes,
have to
you
do
it, Doug.
Yes,
that's the whole point of not spreading fake news, especially on our show's page. Yes.
Yeah.
We have to do
I don't
the
know
research.
That, I still don't know that it's fake news.
It's the same. It's fake news. That this.
How is it fake news?
Oh, my God.
Because
what are you understanding?
Because the headline isn't true.
Yeah.
Which headline?
The headline that the Wall Street Journal had two different issues that went to certain geographic and political areas.
That's
not true.
Okay, but they did have two different issues. They did have
because
two different
every
issues
press
the same day.
Has an, because every paper has an early edition and a later edition, and they change the headlines. It's not the same paper.
So
it's
you
not
could
the
take
same issue.
Different. You could take something different out of the whole discussion. You could take both of the positions, the ones that you take, the ones that I take, and I pass that stuff along sometimes because it tickles me that people, I don't look upon it as being so much fake news as it stimulates people to thinking as we are.
But what we're saying here is that people get frustrated because you say there's fake news all over Facebook, but why it's such a big issue is because people are just posting things right and left without looking into it to see if it's true or not. And so,
but who says it has to be true just because you repost it?
Because people are taking I know you are, because people are taking it as fact. And so if you're going to post something, people trust you. People think that you're a credible source. And so if you're posting something that is completely false and you're not bothering to do the research and you're telling people this is true, then they're going to say it's true and they're going to look and spread that information.
Who knows how many people have reposted this now because it came from you.
Good for
But this is part of the problem, though. This is irresponsible.
That's why I say everyone on Facebook has a responsibility to do something. And then we go and you say the news media, oh, they're spreading fake news. Well, we're all doing it, too. You're doing it as well. And so if you
see,
it's a great discussion, but it's not a joke. And so if you see someone.
This is not a joke.
This is a joke to you because here's the thing. What if this was a line about dairy farmers that was fake? Think about it. You're not upset about this headline because you don't like the news media, and when you saw that the Wall Street Journal was quote unquote manipulating people, you agreed with that. And that's the problem with fake news. People see something that they agree with, whether it's fake or not, and then they perpetuate it and then they repost it. Now, if this was a headline that hit home, if it hit close to home for you, then you would have been upset and you would have gone after it going, no, that's fake news. I can't believe people are posting that. That's not true about dairy farmers.
But this kind of stuff
is the problem with it.
Speak to the very issue, the stimulation that people have. This is, you've proven my point. Thank you. In essence, by where the conversation brings us around to whether it's on purpose or it is a mistake, it brings us around to trying to figure out what really is going on. And I hear you saying I perpetuated, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, whether I agree with that or I don't agree with that or what.
How did you not perpetuate fake news? You posted this on our show's page.
So?
What do you mean, so? That's
so
what I'm saying. That's so irresponsible.
I got you to think about it.
Yeah, no, that's not true.
Not mine.
That's not true. You posted fake news.
It's not true for you, but it is true for
somebody else. No, Doug, the fact is the fact. You posted fake news. That's a fact.
I did. Who said so?
What do you mean, who said so?
How
can you
prove?
The headline is not true.
That it says something underneath it that somebody else said this is what they really did. How do we know what they really did? How do you really know anything is true?
Never mind. You don't even want to have a sane discussion about this.
No, because I don't agree with you.
No, it's not because you don't agree with me. It's because you don't care about this headline.
No.
If this was a headline that you knew was fake and affected you more, you would be pissed.
Well...
You would. Doug, would. I know you're enjoying playing devil's advocate here, but it's gone too far. It's irresponsible.
In your opinion.
It's irresponsible.
And I respect your opinion. That doesn't have to be mine.
But
I don't think it's irresponsible.
It's irresponsible. We talk about... How can you say that?
Because that's the way I think.
We talk about fake news all the time being irresponsible.
That's true.
So just because you posted this, it's not irresponsible?
No, I didn't say that.
Well, then what's the reason that this particular case isn't irresponsible in terms of fake news? I'd love to know your answer for that.
The point wasn't for me to post fake news or not to post fake news. It was to get people to think about where it comes from.
Why didn't you say that in the caption?
Well,
I thought I
more or less did.
No, you didn't.
You reposted
fake news, and then you didn't say, hey, everybody, this is something good to think about.
Do I normally call people's attention to what I post? No. In this case, I did because of the inference that came about as a result of it being the focus of you
didn't caption it. Well, you didn't put a caption with it, so all you're doing is perpetuating fake news.
Okay. You want to have the last word? Because we're almost out of time. We are out of time. Okay. And I didn't get to tell this. Well, it's another story, but I'll tell that later. 10 before the hour.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How about that? Chuck Curry is here. It's Movie Moments time at 54 minutes past the hour. All right, so, Chucker, you would like us to focus on Ryan Murphy. You'd like us to focus on Glee. What has become of Mr. Murphy?
This is a major deal, Doug, that broke in the last 48 hours. Ryan Murphy, prominent producer of TV shows Glee. He did The People vs. O.J. Simpson on FX, which I thought was one of the best TV programs I've seen in quite some time. Also, American Horror Story, which is very popular on the FX station. He's leaving 20th Century Fox Television, signing a 5-year deal with Netflix, which is being reported that could net him up towards of $300 million, which is a probably the biggest deal of any producer in the history of television.
Is he that good?
Well, his TV shows, he's able to churn out quality TV shows that people watch. So in terms of viability and profitability, I would say, yeah, he is pretty good.
Yeah. All right. So then good for him. And maybe it's an incentive for others who are trying to figure out what they're doing with their lives. They're interested in television or production or whatever it is. Look, this could happen to you if you work hard and have smart ideas, that sort of thing, right?
Wouldn't you say? Let me ask you, do you have Netflix, Doug?
I do.
Okay.
Right. Why are you?
I do too. I didn't have it up until a couple of years ago, and it's funny because when Netflix first innovated their business model, I remember talking about it on this program about 6 or 7 years ago, doubting its viability. But I was very, very wrong because streaming really has become the prominent way people watch programming now in their home. I actually be honest with you, I enjoy driving the Blockbuster, but those days are over.
Can you even find one anymore?
No.
Not in my neighborhood.
I think there's one in Alaska.
Blockbuster Video Store?
Yeah, I think there's one or two that are still left in Alaska.
Well, that's Alaska, right? That's why they're probably... There's not much...
There's nothing else there.
Cable there. Yes, no, probably not. All right, Chucker's got some more movie news for us right after this.
This message is brought to you by GSK. According to the CDC, we are in the midst of a very active flu season, with much of the country having experienced widespread and intense flu activity. While relatively rare, the flu can lead to hospitalization and death. Since 2010, annual flu-related deaths during regular flu seasons have ranged from 12,000 to 56,000. Sarit Parada, Chief Operating Officer of Families Fighting Flu and GSK spokesperson, lost her son Joseph to flu in 2009 when he was only 5.
It wasn't until after losing Joseph to the flu that I realized how serious flu could be. People, for the most part, think flu is just a bad cold. They don't understand how serious it can be, how critically important it is for everyone 6 months and older to be vaccinated against the flu every year. And that's why my mission really is to spread that awareness in hopes that we can save some other families from experiencing similar tragedy.
Currently, the CDC recommends that all people over the age of 6 months get vaccinated against the flu annually. Visit the CDC's influenza website, flu.gov, for more information.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like I'm on top of the world.
Disclaimer, you will not be transported to the top of the world. In the unlikely event you find yourself in the Arctic Circle, seek shelter from the elements immediately to avoid frostbite and or hypothermia. Geico will not be responsible if you find yourself in a cave or crevasse with a lonely, abominable snowman, who in all likelihood will force you to play games including but not limited to Go Fish, Charades, Chinese Checkers, or his personal favorite, Red Rover, send Yeti on over. Geico is not liable for any damages, either physical or emotional.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
All right, so Chucker, you have some thoughts on Denzel Washington after seeing, what is it, Ezekiel Israel, is that the name of the movie? Something like that.
Roman J. Israel, Esquire, which he's nominated for Best Actor. I missed it in the theater. It didn't do very well, but I got to tell you, I watched it last night. You know, they always say, you know, who's the best actor or who's the best baseball player, so on and so forth. I don't know if there's a best, but I know one thing. I don't think there's any actor who's better than Denzel Washington.
Yeah, he's very good.
And the guy's amazing. And I thought this movie was really, really good. It got sort of polarizing reviews when it came out, but I thought this was one of the best films I saw.
You got to understand the intention here. Intention always plays a role in most anything that people do, and the intention was to get him before us so that we could see, this is my read on it anyway, how good an actor he is, and also to have a discussion about people who are like this, because there are a lot of people like this.
But what I liked about the film is I thought the script was really layered, and I thought the movie and the themes that it's trying to say were very thought-provoking.
Yep. Yeah.
Sometimes the way one lives their life, I thought it was really good.
Sometimes you got to see a movie like that more than once to really get what it's all about. Chuck Curry, our movie man at 59 after the hour.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.